Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Dearest children, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Like last Friday, today we'll be learning about another great companion and sahabi of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His name was Umar ibn al-Khattab and his title was Al-Faruq. He was born 13 years after the birth of our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which means he was 13 years younger than our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he passed away approximately 12 years after the demise of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was known as Al-Khattab because Umar ibn al-Khattab, because that was his father's name. So Umar, the son of Khattab. And he was a very close and loyal companion of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was very well known for his strength and bravery as well. And he struck fear into the hearts of the enemy. Even shaitan would fear him. So he had a very strong personality. And whenever someone saw him, they would immediately begin to fear him. Despite this, he always remained very humble and fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he was very soft and compassionate at heart. Now normally people that are very brave and strong, they are also very hard-hearted. And they do not very easily humble themselves. But Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he had a very unique personality. And this combination of having strength and being soft-hearted, it made him very unique, not only in the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but in the history of people that have passed. His entry into Islam is also a very unique part of history, because before he entered into Islam, he used to hate Islam and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than anyone else. He had extreme hatred for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Islam. But once he entered into Islam and he began to recognize and understand Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this extreme hatred which he had, it suddenly changed and it became extreme love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu's time came to accept Islam, it was as a result of the dua made by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When he made dua to Allah, that, "Oh Allah, Islam now needs to be strengthened. And for this strength to happen to Islam, we need one of two people." And one of those people that he asked dua for was Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Allah accepted this dua and Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu entered the fold of Islam. As soon as he entered the fold of Islam, one of the first things which he encouraged the Muslims to do was to open worship. Until then, they were hiding in homes and worshipping. They were very quietly preaching Islam to each other, teaching Islam to each other. But when Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu accepted Islam, he said, "There is nothing to fear now. Now we will go and worship in the open and we will see if anyone can do anything to the Muslims now." And because of this open courage of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where he started differentiating between right and wrong, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him the title Al-Faruq, which means the one who differentiates and distinguishes between right and wrong. His love for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, like I mentioned, it had no bounds. He had extreme love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and throughout his entire life, he stood as a pillar of support for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was always supporting Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu became the Khalifa. And after 2.5 years of his Khilafat, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu took on the Khilafat and he remained Khalifa and the leader of the Muslims for 10.5 years. For 10.5 years he remained the Khalifa and leader of the Muslims, and he took this responsibility with great devotion. And during his 10.5 years, we remember them as the golden era of Islam. This was a very great period of Islam in which Islam spread to further from Arabia into Iraq, to Syria, to Palestine, and to Egypt. And Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he finally was martyred. He was killed at the age of 63, and he passed away as a shaheed, as a martyr. And he was also honored like Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that he was buried next to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So first we have the grave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then next to it we have the grave of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And thereafter we have the grave of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him acceptance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward him on our behalf. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to learn from his very special life.